I saw an old man in dirty clothes. His feet were bare, his clothes were torn. He sat there on the sidewalk, so frail, with cap in hand. Please spare sadness, it seemed so long ago since he knew what it was like to have lived in a world of humanity, in a world that really cares. He is one of the forgotten people, just one of thousands more. I looked over my shoulder towards the end of O'Connell Bridge. Then I spied an old lady with a pocket of...
Now, you are listening there to a track called Forgotten People, performed by Brendan Jemison. And do not worry, my friends, there's another 2 minutes and 36 seconds of that, which I will bring to you once I have spoken to Brendan Jemison. Brendan, good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Donnie. It's great to be with you today. Thanks for having me on today.
You are more than welcome. Brendan, that is a very, very poignant song. Lovely lyrics and a lovely feel to it. Tell me the background, please.
Okay, Donnie, so that song in particular I wrote 27 years ago, would you believe? I was 12. And it came off the back of every Saturday I'd walk through Dublin City with Dad, and we'd go in for a little, you know, son-father kind of morning. And I remember walking through, and I used to see the same old man sitting in a particular spot on the end of O'Connell Street, and he was always there. Every Saturday I'd see him, and it was something that stuck in my head. So one night, on a Friday night, and the Late Late Show was on, I was sitting down, and Mum was there as well, and I picked up the pen, and I started writing, and Mum was beside me, and my Mum would be listening in from Cara Care, she's in a nursing home at the moment. So, Mum, I love you to bits, but she would remember this. And I wrote the song about the homeless situation back then. At the time, I was actually, I don't know whether, Donnie, you heard of or remember the old Tops of the Town.
I do indeed. I remember it well. It wasn't at one stage the John Player Tops of the Town was at once.
That's exactly it. And the John Player Theatre, of course, where all the preliminary rounds and that were held, and that shut down, and it was moved to the Guinness Theatre. The Guinness is there in town. But I was with, actually, St. Brennan's Variety Group, which is actually, we used to rehearse in the old St. Brennan's Church there in Coolock Village. And I wrote this song anyway, and it was the year of the homeless. There was a lot of charity work being done back then, and even in 1992, the homeless crisis was very big. And it's got worse. 27 years later, we haven't got any better, really.
It's the thing I was going to say to you, Brendan, and I don't want to be stopping you midstream, but I mean, a 12-year-old kid writing a song like that, number one, I mean, it's to be admired, it really is. But, I mean, there's no way that the 12-year-old Brendan Jemison could have envisaged that 27 years later he could write that song and it'd be bang up to date.
It's actually shocking, you know, and politically it's shocking. I mean, with the COVID-19 and the crisis that we're having at the moment, it's I think, you know, it's sad to kind of think that this pandemic is out there. I mean, it's brought out an awful lot of good, as you were talking earlier on to Rebecca, and great work done by Rebecca and all the nurses on the front line earlier on. It's shocking that it's taken this pandemic to bring the likes of this to the fore. and that it hasn't changed over a course of 27 years. When you look at how we're after really battling and tackling this pandemic, right across the board, people have done, I mean, magical work to try to tame it. And thank God we're under the 60 mark now. So it is shocking, really, that we're still... And I mean, the streets of Dublin are clear now, but that's only because the B&Bs and the hotels and stuff that can't take people in are actually now, you know, have these homeless people that are now off the streets. They'll be back on the streets when this pandemic is over, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I just on that, sorry, Brendan, I would like to remind listeners that at just after 12:30 tomorrow, I'll be talking to Sinn Féin TD Ono Brin on this very topic, and in fact the issue of rough sleepers as well, and the bureaucracy that's going on around them. So that's just to put you in mind, or put that out there, that just after tomorrow I'll be talking to Sinn Féin TD Ono Brin on this very topic that we're discussing, Brendan.
Amazing. It's amazing. But I was just saying, back in 92, then I had a performance. I was asked a guest appearance with the Forgotten People on the Gaiety Theatre. I remember very well. And they did a charity thing then back then. But it was just during this pandemic and sitting down, to be honest. I have a friend of mine, John Kelly, actually, who works very closely with the Dublin Simon community. And I had put the song to bed, really, Donny, for years. And I just thought, it'd be nice to do something nice with this song. So I decided, I'd say, record it. And all proceeds are going to the Dublin Simon community from it. So there's some kind of good being brought out in it, you know. And as I say, the cobwebs are cleared off. I kind of contemporised it a little bit. But the work that all the charities are doing in particular, and there's so many charities, there's so many people out there that are actually wanting and needing help. So many sectors of our community. It was just that the Dublin Simon community is kind of close to my heart. And I've decided to, you know, do a bit of raising some funds on them, because they do extremely hard work right across the board. And even up to the point where they actually house people and they settle them into the communities. You know, old people, there's a particular sector of the Dublin Simon community called the Support to Live Independently, SLI, who look after housing and making old people feel comfortable again after being on the streets for so many years. They do incredible work. So I've tied the track in with a shot of Jameson that I do, a live show on Facebook Live every Saturday at 8 o'clock. And over the past 2 or 3 weeks, I've done 5 shows up to Saturday this week. And I've taken 2 of those Saturdays to try to raise some money for the Dublin Simon community. And as it stands at the moment, on the live show, we've raised, and all the donations have come in is fantastic, €1,590 for the Dublin Simon community and all the hard work that they do with the homeless crisis and the rest of it right across the board. So I'm delighted with that, and the release of the single can be uploaded on iTunes as well. All proceeds going to the Dublin Simon community. It's 99 cents for the track if you download it off of iTunes. So there's some kind of good coming out of it after all of these years, Tony.
But it's an absolutely gorgeous track, and I mean the the orchestration on it is fabulous as well. I'm really impressed with that. But tell me this, Brendan, what's the day job? Does it revolve around music, or is it a totally different aspect of life altogether?
No, I have been in the music business now professionally only 20 years, and I actually started off my grounding in the Tops of the Town when I was six. When I stepped onto the stage for Tops of the Town with St. Brennan's. And the Kelly family will be listening in today. They were part of the group as well and very supportive of me over my career as well. Also my family as well. So I've treaded the boards for 20 years professionally, and I suppose one of my highlights would be winning the RTE Search for Star when I was 17. I went under the name Robert Brady. Then I changed my... I changed my name halfway through for very personal reasons, and the brother-in-law that passed away in 2003, Brendan, who was killed tragically, and soon after that, there was something that he was like a brother to me. My sister started to date him when I was very young, so he was like an older brother to me, and just on a personal level, he was always very supportive of me in my career and stuff. So I decided to take his name, Brendan, as my stage name, which has worked fairly nicely for me. And it's a little bit, because I lose myself when I'm on stage, Donny. And I miss, of course, I'm not going to be back to work like a lot of musicians now until probably August, September, even the early stages next year, depending on the way this pandemic is going. So I've been missing it. I've been missing the live performances, missing the live gigging at the weekends. And so this is kind of, the shot of Jensen at the weekend is kind of keeping me sane and performing. And people come in and out, they chat online, they put the comments in. And there's people in America and Australia listening in on Saturday night. And it's even got to the point now, Donny, where people are putting me on the big screen. So, you know, I might, it's not coming from RT or whatever, but, you know, it's probably the closest I get to getting on the television. but people are enjoying it.
When all this settles down, Brendan, and you're rich and famous, and you're as big a star on the planet as Bono is at the moment, will you still talk to us here at Near FM?
Of course, I'll be, Donny. And listen, come here and tell you one thing that this pandemic has done for me as well. I'm after getting really strict into the songwriting. I put pen to paper now. We have a couple of songs in the pipeline as well coming up. So, so absolutely. I'll be like Daniel O'Donnell with people queuing up outside the door looking for a cup of tea. You know,
and that didn't do him any harm. If you look at his bank balance, I can assure you. Brendan, The song itself, I mean, are you afraid? Now, I know this is going to sound like an awfully stupid question, but it has happened to a lot of artists that, you know, they're nearly defined by one song. Now, I don't want to go down the road of calling it a one-hit wonder, because to me, it's a fantastic thing. I don't understand how it hasn't got more airplay, but that's not the point. I mean, you're saying that you're writing at the moment, and obviously it's a great opportunity for anybody who is that talented and who can put pen to paper like that. But stuff coming up now that we can expect for you in the future, like, okay, I mean, to get another one of those is unbelievable. I mean, you need a team of songwriters working for you to be coming up with hits like that one. But what's on the way, Brendan?
But, you know, the way things have gone now, I mean, I thankfully work with a fantastic agency. And I give them a shout out because they're wonderful to work with, Central Entertainment Bureau. So they do great work in getting me a lot of gigs and stuff throughout Dublin and beyond. So, you know, I'm just looking forward to getting back playing, and I am after now taking up the pen again and starting to write, because a lot of my songs, I've not a few songs there, Donny, I might even send you to have a listen to.
Please do.
I wrote a song when I came back from England in 2006 called The Celtic Tiger. And of course, at that time, we were after coming out of The Celtic Tiger. It was just around that time that we got greedy and the rest of it, and we went into the recession. But I wrote the song literally about going away. I went away to England for very early, when I was in my early 20s, and I did all the resorts and things like that, the holiday resorts and stuff over there, the production shows, and at the time very musical orientated, into the musicals and that, which I still do. So my program and my sets are very, very good variety, so I wrote the song when I came back after being away, and it's about patriotism and, you know, that kind of thing, and so whoever going away and missing home and chasing the dream. So it's another song I wrote, and I actually have it there. I'm nice sending it on to you. So, you know, I write very deeply as well with my writing. So I'm all about the. Remember, I wrote a song about remember the Sandy storm over in New York going back a few years ago,
and I do indeed.
And I wrote a song about that particular storm as well, which I have, that I haven't, you know, really kind of got out there either. So, you know, this pandemic is really after pushing me, and I think like a lot of people are kind of, I've never done gardening or anything like that, but I'm thinking about taking up gardening now just to keep myself occupied. But the music is really kind of keeping me sane, and doing these shows on the Saturday, and I'm looking forward to them going on and doing gigging again at the weekend and all the venues and stuff that I've been playing over the past few years.
Well, before that kicks off, Brendan, we will talk to you about that, and we'll get a list of your gigs and a list of your venues before you go back on the road, as they say in the business. Brendan, for people listening this morning, in their absolute hundreds of thousands, as we know, to Near FM, how do they get to see you on Facebook on Saturday? How do they go about that?
Okay, so if they log into my Facebook, it's Brendan James, B-R-E-N-D-A-M, and then James, and spelled like the bottle of whiskey, Donnie, which I'm sure I'll be having loads of during the week. If they go onto my Facebook, and just they can either add me on Facebook or go on to the Brendan Jameson page, and I go on the live feed at 8 o'clock. Now, it's a 2.5 hour gig. I mean, 2 weeks ago, I did a four hour gig and taking requests off people. And people kind of message me during the weekend of requests that songs that might mean something to them. And for example, I had a chap over in London there 2 weeks ago who lost his father to the coronavirus. And as you're probably well aware, in England, they when someone dies, the funeral isn't until a good few weeks or whatever after. Not like here, you're kind of buried within a few days. And it's awful for people who have lost a sibling or a friend or whatever through this virus. But he sent in a request that it was going to be played at his dad's funeral the following Wednesday, of which I did. And what the show is actually doing is bringing the community together. People are kind of laughing and joking and crying, even through the comments. As I said, people in Australia who are missing family back home here. And as you know yourself, like, you might as well be in Australia with this virus, Tony, because your friends down the road you can't even see, unfortunately, you know. So people want to come on and, join in. Just Brendan Jameson is the live stream on Facebook, if you're on Facebook. I've also a video on YouTube, the Forgotten People video. However, like, I'm trying to push people in, if they're going to listen to the song, to try download off iTunes, because it's 99 cents and the proceeds do go to Dublin Simon Community. If you're out there and you're looking for something to do on a Saturday evening, join me in my front living room, because it's keeping me sane, and I'm not going to be working for a good while now out on the front line, out in pubs and clubs and whatever now for a while, live. So it's just nice to kind of have that community spirit, and there's an awful lot of that, as I say, kind of going around at the moment, which is fantastic, Donnie.
There certainly is, and what a lovely note to finish on, Brendan. It has been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, and I can assure you we will be talking to you again. And if we can ever do anything for you here at Near FM, just let us know. It'll be our pleasure. And Brendan, I am going to return to that beautiful track, The Forgotten People. Brendan Jameson, Brendan, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you very much, Tony. It's an absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
She was crying out for somebody. She is one of the forgotten people, just one of thousands more. Wounds can tease their pain. Haunt this face, we can make a change. Forgotten people no more, a key to their own front door. Please make sadness, it seems so long ago since they knew what it was like to have lived in a world of humanity. Some of the forgotten people. thousands more. They are some of the forgotten people, just some of thousands more.
Wow, is all I can say, my friends. Wow. That was Brendan Jemison there and a track called The Forgotten People. It's hard to comprehend that that was written 27 years ago and it is as poignant this moment as it was 27 years ago. A huge thanks to Brendan for joining us this afternoon on the Monday edition of Northside Today. And get on that Facebook page, support him any way you can, because artists like him, they don't come along too often, and when they do, they need our support and our help, especially at a time like this, as you heard him say there, when they literally can't gig because there are no venues open and they won't be for a while. But that is an absolutely fabulous track. I think it's one of the most moving things I have heard in a long time, and I listen to quite a lot of music, but well done, Brendan. To think he was 12 years of age when he wrote that.